And with that word he flew down from the beam, for it was day, and eke his hens all, and with a chuck he gan them for to call, for he had found a corn lay in the yard. Royal he was no more afeard. He feathered Pertilote 20 time, and trod her eke as oft ere it was prime. He looketh as it were a grim lion, and on his toes he roameth up and down, him deigned not to set his feet to ground. He chucketh when he has a corn he found, and to him runnen then his wives all, thus royal as a prince is in his hall. Leave I this Chanticleer in his pastor, and after will I tell his aventure. When that the month in which the world began, that height of March, when God first maked man, was complete, and passed were also, since March begun, 30 days and 2, befell that Chanticleer, in all his pride, his 7 wives walking by his side, cast up his iron to the bright sun, that in the sign of Taurus had he run 20 degrees and 1, and somewhat more, he knew by kind, and by none other law, that it was prime, and crew with blissful steven. The sun, he said, is clomen up on heaven 40 degrees and 1, and more, he wis. Madame Pertilote, my world's bliss, hearkeneth these blissful birds, how they sing, and see the fresh flowers, how they spring. Full is mine heart of revel and solace. But suddenly him fell a sorrowful case, for ever the latter end of joy is woe. God wot that worldly joy is soon ago, and if a rhetor could fair indite, he in a chronicle safely might it write, as for a sovereign notability. Now every wise man let him hearken me. This story is as true, I undertake, as is the book of Launcelot du Lake, that women hold in full great reverence. Now will I turn again to my sentence. A coal fox, full of sly iniquity, that in the grove had woned years 3, by high imagination forecast, the same night throughout the hedges brast into the yard, where Chanticleer the fair was wont, and eke his wives, to repair. And in a bed of wort still he lay, till it was passed undern of the day, waiting his time on Chanticleer to fall, as gladly do these homicides all, that in a wait lie to murder men. O false murderer, lurking in thy den, O new Iscariot, new Ganelon, O false dissimuler, O Greek Sinon, that broughtest Troy all utterly to sorrow, O Chanticleer, accursed be that morrow, that thou into that yard flew from the beams. Thou wert full welly warned by thy dreams, that thilke day was perilous to thee. But what, that God for what must needs be, after the opinion of certain clerks? Witness on him that any perfect clerk is, that in school is great altercation in this matter, and great disputation, and has been of 100,000 men. But I ne cannot bolt it to the Bren, as can the holy doctor Augustine, or Boes, or the Bishop Bradwardine, whether that God's worthy forwitting straineth me needfully to do a thing, needly cleep I simple necessity, or else if free choice be granted me to do that same thing, or do it not. Though God forwot it ere that it was wrought, or if his witting straineth never a deal, but by necessity conditional.